fighting for America.
I do lead by example.
So are you going to give up your cell phone?
No, I'm not going to give up my...
Are you going to give up your car?
Are you going to give up yours?
I'm not the one who's here talking about the environment.
Fighting for Idaho.
You don't have to take my word for it. You have to take Al Gore's word for it. You have to take the IPCC's word. You can just wake up pretty much any day and listen to Mother Nature, who is screaming at us about it.
Fighting for you.
Steel has about 97% steel and about 3% trace elements. And those little alloys give it the strength. And so I want my administration to have a few trace elements in there.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Now, do we really even need commercial breaks or news breaks? I mean, really, do we? Good morning. Kevin Miller with you here, blessed to be a part of your day at 580KIDO. Coming up, a couple things. What would you do? I guess it's going to coming up this hour, it'll be review and commentary on the medical practice here in the Treasure Valley. Do you trust your doctor? Do you trust your doctor? And oh, by the way, do we have the Unity Bell? It looks like the bike lanes are coming back. Man, when Mayor Beter wants something, he gets it. Never mind, downtown lanes are congested enough. It's all about the bikers. Bikers and their rights. Biking rights, special rights. That's coming up. Plus what you can do to help out those suffering from Alzheimer's. The big walk coming up, we'll have details on that. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And do you believe that the salute is significant? On our Facebook page, you have a video of President Obama holding a coffee cup while he's saluting the Marines. And then you have CNN rushing to his defense before he addresses the United Nations, showing all these photos of President Bush saluting with his doggie. I love the little doggies. And if you missed it, you can always catch our podcast where we had Suzanne Stone, not to be confused with Sharon Stone, on talking about wolves and we should not kill them. I know. Wolves are people too. Wolves are people too. Wolves are... Never mind. As we meander our way through this, we always look forward to yapping to you. Tomorrow night is our forum at Foothills Christian Church in Boise, concerning domestic violence. And here's a story from our friends at Channel 7 about Selena Thomas, a victim of domestic violence, who was dating a man that police say killed her. Could it have been prevented? That's our goal tomorrow night.
Co-workers at Idaho Orthotic and Prosthetic remember Selena Thomas as someone who loved to laugh.
One of the jokes was the old guys. They really like Selena, and they'd always slip her their number.
Leanne Kovic and Thomas had desks next to each other for the 3 months they worked together. The last 2 months she worked there, she was seeing Alfredo Martinez. Kovic says he would come by the office often.
We started kind of noticing some things about him. He was pretty possessive. A lot of us here were concerned about how possessive he was in the very beginning.
She says coworkers warned her for weeks about red flags they saw in the relationship and said it was not a matter of if, but when Martinez would snap. When she didn't come to work Monday and hadn't posted on social media, they all feared the worst.
This morning I woke up to a message from our office manager and a friend, Denise, and she said they're putting stuff on the news that they're shifting the investigation. And until then, we all had hope that she just wanted to take a break.
Cannon County Sheriff Kieran Donahue and his office are helping with the investigation.
By the time law enforcement finally gets called, it's probably reached a stage where there's very little going back at that point.
Donahue started the Man Up Crusade, a national program to bring attention to domestic violence.
And the reason that I started that program 3 years ago is because of cases like this, because of the enormity of the issue of domestic violence, not just here, but everywhere.
National statistics show twice as many women are victims of domestic abuse as breast cancer.
1 in 4 women will be abused at least once in their life. I like to think that, yes, that is true, but we don't see the 1 in 4. We probably see 1 in 8.
De La Cruz, executive director of the Nampa Family Justice Center, says coming forward is very difficult for victims. And the longer the abuse continues, the harder it becomes. She and Kimberly Ivacek of the Advocates Against Family Violence help serve victims in Canyon County and the surrounding area. They want to make sure people know about local organizations that are there to help.
I think the thing that resonated with me the most, and when I saw it and we knew what was going on, I think the thing that resonated the most to me was, did she know that we were there?
And that's the big point. Do you know that there are great groups that will help you? We'll have more on that coming up throughout this hour and tomorrow. By the way, you can go to our website, 580kido.com. Details of our rally, of our hope to stop domestic violence in the Treasure Valley at 580kido.com. I'd love to see you there. I'd love to hear your story. We go to Chris in Caldwell with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Kevin. First-time caller, a little nervous. A quick solution. You know, everybody, a video. If you showed a video of wolves killing either cattle or, heaven forbid, a person, what would the reaction be to that? What do you think?
Lock and load.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. I'm just a little nervous. I've never called before.
Look, if you ever think how I look like, first of all, you'd have to have a sense of humor. Second of all, it's just you and me, so no worries.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm an
independent conservative, so to speak.
Roger.
I listen. You know, our views overlap quite a bit, and I usually have a lot of thoughts and things to say, but sometimes I'll meet you maybe at one of your appearances.
Chris, that'd be great, and don't be a stranger. You got through this one unscathed.
Oh, that's cool. All right, yeah, Kevin, it's good talking to you, and sometimes we'll meet because I have a lot of thoughts, and like I said, we're on the same page on a lot of this stuff. I listen to a lot of stuff. I can make up my own mind, you know.
Sure.
Common sense and stuff, and there's not too much of it. It's really sad. I'm getting to the point where I can't even listen too much anymore. It's really bothering me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you. Don't tune us out, though. We need you.
All right, Kevin. I'll give you a call again, all right?
Thank you, Chris.
I'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, that's what they want. They want us to. They want you to tune out. Well, we have a specially designed system for people that are thinking about tuning us out, because we have something that you will never hear on any other radio station across the country. Oh, you know what it is. Here it comes.
Ah! Oh!
Ah! If that doesn't get you hooked, I don't know what will.
Change is needed, and women are smarter than men.
Whew. And we go back to the phones. We go to, is it Pico?
Hello, Kevin Mealy. This is Pico from Mexico.
Pico from south of the border. Good morning.
I wanted to call in and thank you, Kevin Mealy, for waking up early and paying taxes so me, Pico, who hails from Mexico, can have free house, free food stamps, free Obama phone, free education, free health care, free daycare. Thank you for paying taxes. Life is good in USA for Mexicans. This is Pico from Mexico.
Well, I'd be spending it on myself, so thank you for the call. Are you a regular caller?
No. But thank you, Kevin Mealy, for waking up early and paying taxes so I can have good life.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you.
Don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The comments, views, and opinions expressed by the callers of their show are not necessarily the opinions, views, or whatever expressed of the host, its parent company, or this station. Thank you for listening. We continue on. No, sweet William, That wasn't one of my quote-unquote gotcha callers. That's just somebody who called in and wanted to make an editorial opinion.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
That's what I really love about this program. When it gets too heavy or too haughty or too whatever, you provide the entertainment. Be that as it may. On a more serious note here, because I do want to get back to why we're having our forum tomorrow, our rally, our town hall meeting. By the way, thank you, Gene Lockhart, at the Boise Rescue Mission. Thank you to our friend Megan, Reverend Bill, Jason, the gang there. They've really embraced this. They've really made it happen. Foothills Christian Church for allowing us to be there. On a more serious note, we all remember Robin Williams, right?
My father was an alcoholic. Mean drunk. He'd come home hammered, looking to wail on somebody. So I'd provoke him so he wouldn't go after my mother and little brother. Interesting nights were when he wore his rings.
Yeah, he used to just put a wrench, a stick, and a belt on the table and just say, choose.
Well, I gotta go with the belt there, Vanna.
I used to go with the wrench.
Why the wrench?
Just f*** him, that's why.
There you have it, one of the best movies of all time. Matt Damon, Robin Williams, Ben Affleck in Good Will Hunting. And how that young man coped with abuse. And how that young man made it through the day. How many victims do we know that are now older still have nightmares? How many young children need a safe place to stay? What is it, according to the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence, on their website, over 500 people, women and children, seek safety each and every day in Idaho? That's unacceptable. You know, we have that song, and Ray may be coming back in the segment. We'll play that song, Runaway Train, that deals with it. How many of us have dealt with it by, you know, listening to that song by Everclear? Wonderful. But we can't make life wonderful, but we can make a difference. How do you define it? How do you define this? I mean, we have Ray Rice, we have Adrian Peterson, and we have people actually defending Adrian Peterson.
I'll tell you what. You want to know what the best next step is? That guy should never be on the field again. And I don't want to hear about how he grew up, what he learned. This was a whipping of a four-year-old boy, for God's sake. And all I'm telling you right now, that is sickness to me. And
I'm from the South. Whipping is, we do that all the time. Every black parent in the South is going to be in jail under those circumstances.
You leave a mark, you leave a welt, you go to jail. But here in the best place to live, the best place to live when it comes to raising a family and being essentially crime-free here at 580KIDO in Idaho, in the Treasure Valley, we have stories all the time. 18-month-olds being beaten to death. The culprit getting life in prison? No, I think you cut your losses. However, there are other stories that happen, right?
Arrested yesterday and arraigned today in court, charged with domestic violence without traumatic injury against a household member. That charge is a misdemeanor. Larry pleaded not guilty to the charge, and his bond was set at $2,500. No contact order was also filed. He has a trial date set for November 6th. As of this evening, Larry was still in the Ada County Jail. The maximum penalty for a misdemeanor is $1,000 fine or 6 months in jail or both.
$1,000 fine for a misdemeanor. And here we're talking about Reggie Larry from Channel 7.
Larry was a star at the College of Southern Idaho in Twin Falls before transferring to Boise State in 2006. He led the Broncos in scoring during the 2007-2008 season. Following his Boise State career, Larry played for a number of pro teams, including the Idaho Stampede.
Including the Stampede. Boy, it'd be nice to know more about the victim than the suspect. And these are stories in and around the Treasure Valley. 580-5436, 580-KIDO, and I keep looking. I'm just looking at the Channel 7 website here. You got Jackson's donating money. You've got community leaders talking about preventing this. You've got groups seek to end domestic violence in Idaho. Groundbreaking set for domestic. I mean, here's the one. And I know that we haven't forgotten about this, but Robert Manuel, little baby Robert, is mama's boyfriend or husband in jail for what he did? She's in jail for what she did. You know, I hope you live in a really nice neighborhood. I hope you're living your dream. And if you're not, I hope you're on your way to it. I really do. There is nothing more fulfilling, I suppose, something I'll never know, but of people having kids. And I suppose watching your children blossom and become responsible adults and their children. And here in Idaho, that you provide them with a safe, stable place to live. I mean, heck, we're debating, you know, the potato here, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And I sit here and I hear the stories. I watch the stories like you. And if I weren't talking to you, I'd be in my car. I sleep with a radio and Mrs. Miller and an unspecified amount of dogs. Probably a little bit too much information. And what we try and do in this program, you have the forum. I have the forum. And why not do this? No one else across the country will do it. No one across the state will do it. Look, that's great. Why not take advantage of this and come see us tomorrow at Foothills Christian Church, 7 o'clock. Jennifer, good morning. You're on 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Kevin. Thanks so much for what you do. You know, that Pico from before, he's not from Mexico. That was a prank call, just so you know.
I kind of figured, and I think the attempt, as offensive as it was for humor.
Yeah, it was actually quite well played, but it was the fakest Spanish accent I've ever heard. You know, about domestic violence, I think our state talks a lot more about wolves than it does about people being beat and killed in domestic violence, and that's pretty sad.
Well, it would be good to see, and you bring up a good point, Jennifer, where it would be good to see these elected officials, the congressional delegation, the governor and others, get together and say enough is enough, as they've done with the federal government and wolves.
Yeah, it's like, let's protect the wolves, but humans, well, they may or may not get as much press, but typically not.
Well, and I think you have to increase the penalty so much so that these cowardly abusers think twice. I would hope that they would. You know, the airman in Mountain Home sentenced to life in prison for beating an 18-year-old to death, Robert Manuel, Selena Thomas. You know, there's an undercurrent here, Jennifer, that we're kind of detecting. And, you know, what are we known for criminally? Well, people usually get drunk and get caught drinking and driving. And then this other tone that we seem to be picking up on, whether it's child abuse or domestic violence.
You know, I had a friend who was dealing with this, and it was pretty severe. Her husband beat and raped her. And her pastor up at Calvary Chapel in Garden Valley said, well, God wants you to stay with your husband. And that's an abusive attitude. And everybody should be held accountable for that kind of attitude, whether it's clergy, counselors, police officers, people, teachers and counselors at schools. Everybody should be educated and taught the morally correct position on that, not telling people to go back to an abuser, but, you know, you need to protect yourself and your children. He continued to receive custody, this man, in spite of the documented abuse of his wife, and he perpetrated neglect, which borders on abuse, which I think is abuse, you know, on the children. He left one child in a dirty diaper for 3 days, and he had a blistered rash. You know, he washed one of them in dish soap, and he had another rash, and knowing the child had adverse reactions to the chemicals in soap and had to have special soap, the kid had a rash all over his body. That's painful. That's abuse. And that's the marks of abuse. They say, you know, unless you have blood or broken bones, it's not really abuse in this state. However, if a child has a bloody rash all over his body, that's abuse.
What goes on in the mind of these people to do this to a little baby, to their own kid?
It's incomprehensible. However, violence does beget violence. On the other hand, a person is not going to just stop because someone says no. If they're that emotionally damaged in their psyche, they need to be incarcerated and given treatment indefinitely. You know, I believe it can be remedied. I know I've met people that were abusive and had gone through 12-step programs and deep emotional healing, often with the power of God in their life. and they have rehabilitated. It's the exception, not the rule. Most people won't seek counseling unless they're forced to.
Jennifer, thank you for the call.
Thank you for what you do, Kevin.
Great call there by Jennifer. Remember, tomorrow night, Foothills Christian Church, 7 o'clock. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We've assembled a great panel to empower you to stop crimes against spouses, crimes against children. Let's end abuse here in the Treasure Valley. It starts tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Foothills Christian Church in Boise. More details at 580KIDO.com. Time for traffic now.
Jones, weekday evenings at 7. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really led myself.
Good morning. Appreciate you joining us. A little long with the intro coming back, but quite frankly, the message of that song. Yes. There we have it, where we talk about being jaded. We talk about dealing with abuse. It is happening here in the Treasure Valley, and we're doing our very best to end it. You know, Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, the NFL could seem thousands of miles away. I know Seahawks fans, not so much, or Bronco fans. But in reality, how many people know of people that have done what Ray Rice has done? You heard Jennifer moments ago where a baby had been neglected. Then you have these cowards, these punks, these thugs that, you know, maybe they've done time in the pokey and they want to stick it to their spouse or their girlfriend by taking their kid. And if the mother can't afford a good lawyer, what happens? And then the cycle continues. We're better than that. No, you're better than that. Who wants to destroy the innocence? The innocence of a wedding day when fantasy meets reality. Or of a little baby boy or a little baby girl. You know what I mean? Something to think about. Like I said, I know you're busy. I know you're busy. We all want to live in our little enclaves, but even in the neighborhood with the Boise State flag planted and the well-manicured lawns, these crimes occur. Find out that you're not alone when it comes to relevant, real information that can save someone's life, that can save a child's life. We may feel helpless when it comes to presidential salutes, Joe Biden's dumb comments, taxation, and everything else, but here's the start. And we're not claiming to solve the problem, but a start of a solution. More details, 580kido.com, Rally Against Domestic Violence and Domestic Violence. Those two blogs up there with details of our invitation for you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Foothills Christian Church.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, always committed to the community. John Blamire joins us to talk about the Alzheimer's Walk. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Living the dream. So this weekend is the big walk?
No, actually, it's October 4th, Saturday, October 4th at Julius M. Kleiner Park in Meridia.
So Saturday is the day.
Yes.
This is kind of, tell us a little history of the event, could you please?
Well, it's in, I think it's the third or fourth year of the walk, and we have close to 500 walkers signed up now. We always need more. They can go to als.org/walk and sign up for the event. So we encourage the public to come out and join us to help end Alzheimer's, especially in the state of Idaho.
Why do you say in the state of Idaho?
Because right now in the state of Idaho, it is known that there are 22,000 Idahoans with Alzheimer's. And it is the leading cause. It's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States.
John, it's I don't know how you describe the disease and the symptoms of the disease.
You know, a lot of people get confused by the symptoms. A lot of people think it's normal memory loss, and it can appear that way. But it's not like normal memory loss. And you can get it. We always attribute something like Alzheimer's dementia to old people, older people. But it affects people in their 50s. And we have a large population in their 60s that have it. There are over 5 million Americans in the United States with Alzheimer's. And that number is expected to grow to 16 million by 2050. It is a national crisis, and it is a disease that affects the brain, just like Parkinson's, epilepsy, ALS, MSA. What people in the United States, what we need to realize is that there are 2 out of every 5 U.S. adults is a caregiver, meaning they're giving care, aid, assistance to their parents or someone who needs help paying their bills or needs help getting to the doctor or needs help going grocery shopping. 2 out of 5 U.S. adults are considered caregivers. Within 10 years, they expect that number could grow as high as 2 out of 2.
I'm sorry, we didn't hear that last part. 1 out of 2, sir? 1 out of 2? Is that right?
1 out of 2. Next, we could have 1 out of 2 U.S. adults could be considered a caregiver, caring for a parent, a child, a good friend. Has affected me personally. It has affected my girlfriend of over a decade, Lisa DeDapper, and she is only 57 years young. And Lisa was diagnosed last January with Alzheimer's.
How has your life changed?
Lisa can no longer hold a job. She needs help and assistance doing simple things like paying her bills, making a list of what she's going to do that day, what she's going to do, where she's going to go. So she needs assistance. And helped in that way. She was very vibrant in the community in Boise, working in nonprofits for many years as a director of the downtown YMCA, for many years as director of the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization, and now she can't do those things. It's affected. It's affected her. But we get along, and we do the best we can.
And that's why this walk is important, October 4th at
10
a.m.
This walk is very important, October 4th, Saturday at Julius M. Kleiner Park in Meridian. And like I say, it's only a two-mile-long walk. We encourage those to come out and support us. We hope to reach our goal of raising $95,000. This money will stay in the community for educational programs, for awareness, and for research to help all Idahoans affected by this disease. People don't realize that, as I mentioned, it's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. And then more than 5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's.
Well, John, let's get you on next week to talk about this some more as we get closer to the event.
Well, I'd love to.
I'd really, I think what you're doing is great, and certainly we'd love to have you back on, and we'll share this a few times. Good luck to you, sir, and let's get you back on next week.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, John.
Take
care.
Bye.
Very emotional there, and if anyone has known anyone who's ever been affected by Alzheimer's, what a tragedy to see somebody who is an active part of your life. You know, they can't remember simple, basic things. That walk, October 4th at Julius Kleiner Park, registration's at 10 o'clock, opening ceremony at 11. See if you can make it. We'll hear from John again. What a courageous young man sharing his story with us. Your calls are next. Let's get you to traffic.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Guess our phones have been wiped out again. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Just wham, we had loaded lines, and now they're gone. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. On another note, though, we have been taking a look at a few things today. And this is something that I've posted on 580KIDO.com's Facebook. But Mitt Romney, he was right about a lot of things, right? How many of us really have buyer's remorse?
And listen to what he says about foreign policy. You caught some of it in his speech. He said it was a mistake to end the war in Iraq and bring all of our warriors home. He said it was a mistake to set an end date for our warriors in Afghanistan and bring them home. He implies by the speech that he's ready to go to war in Syria and Iran. He wants to move from cooperation to confrontation with Putin's Russia. And these guys say the president's out of touch?
Certainly the president isn't out of touch. Oh, Waggy! Anyway, tomorrow we'll be promoting our school, securing our future. I want to thank our friends at CapEd Credit Union for that. I want to thank you for listening. Look, the show never really ends. You can go to 580kido.com, take a look at the podcasts. There'll be a quiz coming up. And quite frankly, let's leave you on a humorous note. Okay, you get a chance to go to a resort, you have a good time, and all of a sudden something happens. You know, one of those uh-oh moments. Do you get mad? Do you get angry? Do you complain? No. You take them to court. I'll tell you about that in a minute. First, traffic at 580KIDO. So here you have it. You're a Sandpoint woman, actually a Washington State woman, has filed a lawsuit against a Northern Idaho resort contending she suffered severe burns and disfigurement when a mortar shell firework struck her in the face. According to the Bonner County Daily Bee, Olivia Norwood of Spokane filed the lawsuit seeking $10,000 against the Grand View Resort at Priest Lake. The Bonner County Emergency Response Team reported Norwood suffered third-degree burns to the side of her face in the accident this summer. She was evacuated from the area by helicopter. The lawsuit contends the resort provided alcohol to the individuals it knew or should have known were intoxicated but allowed to take part in the fireworks display. Sounds like a case for Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. As always, my friends, we appreciate you listening. Don't forget tomorrow, Foothills Christian Church, 7 o'clock. Let's end domestic violence today. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Serving Marin.